My dear children, and everyone listening to my podcast, Namaste and hello to everyone. So, today I am back with my third episode of Storynama. Today I am going to take out another pearl from my box of treasure in the form of a beautiful, interesting story. I hope you all enjoy the story. The story that I am going to narrate today is about the second avatar of Lord Vishnu in the form of a tortoise. This form is known as Kurma Avatar. So, the title of story is Churning of Ocean, Kurma and Mohini Avatar. Children, I hope you remember my previous story which I narrated in episode 2. Can you tell me what was that story about? Think. Take few seconds and think about the answer, children. Yes, absolutely right. That story was about the fish form or Matsya Avatar of Lord Vishnu. So, continuing the sequence, today I thought of telling you about the tortoise form or the Kurma Avatar and Mohini Avatar. Before I start with my story, dear children, let's fold our hands and close our eyes. We all will now offer small prayers to Lord Vishnu. I will also tell you the meaning of the prayers in English. So, let's get started. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Children, it means I bow to the Lord who lives in the hearts of all. The second prayer for today is Tvameva Mata Chapita Tvameva Tvameva Bandhu Cha Sakha Tvameva Tvameva Vidya Dravinam Tvameva Tvameva Sarvam Mam Deva Deva. Dear children, this prayer means, O Lord, you are our father and mother. Also, you are our friend and brother, the object of wealth and education. In you, I see my hope and my happiness. Okay, children, now you can open your eyes slowly. Take a deep breath. So, how are you feeling? Good, right? You're feeling fresh. So now, are you ready to listen to the story? Yes, I am ready. Let us start with the story. The devtas, also known as gods, and the asuras, also known as demons, were stepbrothers who hated each other. They were constantly fighting in wars with each other, as asuras wanted to rule the heaven. The tension kept on growing between them. One day, sage Durvasa visited the heavens to meet Lord Indra. He offered a garland of flowers to Lord Indra as a mark of respect. Lord Indra took the garland and placed it on the forehead of his elephant, whose name was Airavat. The elephant unknowingly shook its head and the garland fell off and got crushed under its feet. Sage Durvasa took it as a mark of disrespect and started seething in anger. In the fit of rage, he cursed the gods. He said, "You all will become powerless and will lose all your wealth and luxury. You will have to give up the heavens too." Due to this curse, devtas lost their luxury, their strength, and their wealth. They had to leave the heavens too. They became extremely weak. The king of demons, Bali, attacked them once again, and large part of Devta's army was killed. The gods were helpless and they approached Lord Brahma and prayed to him for help. Brahma suggested Devtas to plead and pray for help to Lord Vishnu, since Lord Vishnu always helps those who have deep faith in him. Okay, children, I will take a break here and you can take it too. Let me ask you a question now. The question is, who cursed Lord Indra? Think about the answer. It lies hidden in the story. Yes, that's right. Devtas and Lord Indra was cursed by Sage Durvasa. That means you are listening to the story carefully. So, let's return back to the story. When gods, along with Lord Indra, took the refuge of Lord Vishnu for help, Lord Vishnu suggested them to churn the ocean of milk in order to obtain the nectar of immortality. This is also known as Amrit. He said, "Remember, I will make sure that all of you get Amrit to become strong and immortal, but you will have to take help from Asuras. And let Asuras take all wealth and other treasure that comes out after churning of ocean. Your focus should be on the nectar of immortality." He told devtas to control their anger and greed in order to get Amrit. Soon, Indra approached Bali and convinced him for churning of the ocean of milk, and in return promised that gods and demons will distribute Amrit equally among themselves. Peace was declared and the churning of the ocean began. Mount Mandrachal was used as a churning rod, and as per the instructions of Lord Vishnu, the king of serpents, Vasuki, became the rope for churning. Due to blessings given by Lord Vishnu, he would not feel any pain or would not get injured in the process. Soon, Lord Indra played a trick. In order to ensure that gods would get to be on the tail side of Vasuki, and in order to be saved from Vasuki's poison, Indra went and said to King Bali, all the demons can hold Vasuki from the tail, and we devtas will hold it from the side of its mouth. But King Bali thought that devtas were conspiring against demons, and he considered it as his insult. He said, "No, it will be the other way round. Devtas should go to the tail side, and we demons will hold the serpent through its head." Lord Indra felt happy at the success of his trick. Soon after, the churning started, but their joy very soon gave way to sadness and despair. Do you know why? Well, that is because without having any support at the base, Mandrachal Mountain started sinking. Devtas again prayed to Lord Vishnu for help. Lord Vishnu then took the form of a very strong and gigantic tortoise, also called as Kurma, and supported the entire Mandrachal Mountain on his back. Mandrachal then became stable and churning was restarted. Soon, Asuras started feeling weak due to the poison from Vasuki's mouth. In order to save themselves, they churned the ocean faster. Deadly poison was thrown up from the ocean of milk. In order to save the universe from destruction, Lord Shiva engulfed the entire poison and held it in his throat. His throat became blue due to the effect of poison. From then on, Lord Shiva began to be known as Nilkanth. Kurma form of Lord Vishnu held on to Mandrachal with stability through the entire process of churning. After 14 different kinds of treasures, Amrit finally emerged from the ocean in a pot which was held by Lord Dhanvantri. Lord Vishnu, as per his promise, now changed from Kurma to an extremely beautiful, charming and enchanting lady called Mohini. This form of Lord Vishnu is known as Mohini Avatar. Mohini was so beautiful that she mesmerized Asuras, and under her spell, Asuras did not realize that Mohini distributed the entire nectar to devatas. And in the process, devatas became immortal and strong. So, you see, children, how Lord Vishnu solved the problem of devatas. Okay, children, did you like the story? I hope so. So, according to you, what is the moral of today's story? Think about it. Maybe you might come up with different set of ideas. But for today, the moral of the story is, do not break the faith of someone who trusts you, and help them to the best of your ability. Never shy away from trying to solve the problems of people who trust you and have faith in you. So, children, that is the end of the story for today. I hope you have liked the story. Keep on listening to my other stories. I promise to be back with another interesting episode of Storynama. Bye for today. Phir milenge.